Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Eunice Kim, in for Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. Former dictator President Chun Doo-hwan has died this week. He was the last of three ex-military general leaders in South Korea's democratic transition to pass on. And the WHO has recognized a new strain of COVID-19 as a variant of concern, giving it the name Omicron. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. Former President Chun Doo-hwan has died at the age of 90. Chun, who had been suffering from a chronic disease, died at his home in Seoul at around 8:40 a.m. on Tuesday. His passing comes less than a month after the death of his former number two and successor, ex-president Noh Tae-woo. And unlike Noh before him, Chun was not given a state funeral. The presidential office, while extending its condolences to the bereaved family, noted the disgraced leader had not revealed, quote-unquote, the truth of history to the end. The office expressed its regret for the absence of a sincere apology in reference to the dictator's role in the bloody crackdown of the 1980 Gwangju Democratic Movement. Chun Doo-hwan seized power in 1979 through a military coup after the assassination of his predecessor, President Park Chung-hee. He ruled the country with an iron fist between 1980 to 1988. As democracy activists resisted his continued rule, he stepped down, and by 1996, he and Noh were convicted of mutiny and treason. Chun was sentenced to life imprisonment, later pardoned. Upon Chun Doo-hwan's passing, activists seeking the truth to the May 18th pro-democracy crackdown expressed their deep frustrations. They said Chun's death would not make the truth disappear and that they will eventually hold principal offenders responsible. On the last day of a five-day family funeral, the wife of the late dictator on Saturday offered an apology on behalf of her late husband to those who suffered pain during his reign. Lee Soon-ja extended her deep apologies, a first by a member of the Chun family, saying her husband used to say that everything was his fault and due to his lack of virtue. The World Health Organization has recognized a new COVID-19 strain out of southern Africa as a variant of concern and named it Omicron. The WHO said the variant, initially called B.1.1529, has a large number of mutations, and preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection compared to other variants of concern. It said it will take weeks to understand how the variant may affect diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. Omicron was first identified by South African health authorities in a specimen collected on November 9th, which was then reported to the UN Health Agency on Wednesday. The agency stressed continued importance of mask wearing, hand washing, distancing, ventilation, and vaccination. A growing list of countries have introduced travel restrictions on arrivals from South Africa and its vicinity, including Britain, Russia, the EU, Singapore, Hong Kong, and the Philippines. South Korea's COVID-19 indicators, meanwhile, painted a troubling picture this week. A new record for the daily caseload was announced on Wednesday at 4,115 cases. There were 52 COVID-linked deaths recorded throughout Friday, raising the fatality rate to 0.8%. The number of critically ill patients also hit an all-time high of 634, staying in the 600s for a third straight day. As the government is mulling over changes to quarantine guidelines to implement in order to curb the virus's spread, President Moon Jae-in is set to chair a special COVID-19 quarantine meeting on Monday. The meeting will assess the first 4 weeks of the transition and inspect and discuss the status of quarantine measures, the medical system, and booster shots. Also participating in the meeting will be the Prime Minister, the head of the KDCA, and other cabinet ministers. It will be followed by a joint briefing. President Moon Jae-in on Thursday called for collective efforts to create a new human rights standard in keeping with the changing era. Marking the 20th anniversary of the foundation of the National Human Rights Commission of Korea, the president noted the lack of an anti-discrimination law, which he called a challenge for a nation on the road to becoming an advanced nation that ensures fundamental freedom. Anti-discrimination bills have been submitted to the National Assembly since 2007, but none have passed due to friction among civic groups, lawmakers, and religious groups. The Bank of Korea has raised its key interest rate by 25 basis points to 1% on Thursday, ending a 20-month run of a zero-bound rate meant to protect the economy amid the pandemic. BOK Governor Lee Ju-yeol said Thursday's interest rate hike was accommodative and won't hamper economic recovery efforts, hinting at more upward adjustments down the road. He stressed that the rate rise does not overly tax the real economy, considering inflation projections and next year's anticipated growth. He said the rate was still below the neutral level as the real rate remains in the minus range with plenty of liquidity. The governor forecast other major central banks to raise their base rates, noting that the reason behind the hike is not to tighten, but to normalize the economy. It's official. Samsung Electronics has chosen Taylor, Texas as the site for its new $17 billion semiconductor manufacturing facility. It marks the largest foreign direct investment for the Lone Star State and the largest ever investment for the Korean firm in the U.S. The new semiconductor fab site would produce advanced chips for mobile 5G, high-performance computing, and artificial intelligence adoption. Taylor is some 25 kilometers away from Samsung's Austin plant. The tech giant said Taylor will serve as a key location for Samsung's global semiconductor manufacturing capacity, along with its Pyeongtaek production base, and contribute to the stability of a global semiconductor supply chain. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have welcomed the news of Samsung's new chip plant. In a joint statement Tuesday, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that securing America's supply chains is a top priority for President Joe Biden and his administration, and credited its cooperation with President Moon Jae-in and Samsung for the project's confirmation. It said the new factory will help protect supply chains, revitalize the manufacturing base, and create good jobs in the U.S. K-pop boy band BTS has written K-pop history once again, becoming the first Asian act to be named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. The seven-member group clinched the category at the 2021 AMAs broadcast live from Los Angeles on Sunday, beating out the likes of Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, and The Weeknd. This marks the first time for not only a South Korean, but also an Asian act to win the top award. For the 64th Grammy Awards, however, BTS was not named to compete in the coveted Record and Song of the Year categories, as had been expected. The K-pop supergroup, though, was nominated again for Best Pop Duo Group Performance in a second consecutive year. The 2022 Grammys will take place on January 31st. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next week. I'm Eunice Kim, signing off.